The Burt Show.
Brian is back on the phone here. This is all Jeff's doing.
I just threw it out there. He's the one who decided to follow. I wouldn't follow my own advice if I didn't.
In fact, Jessica's already told him that you're not allowed to follow your own advice if she gets pregnant.
Right. And my big thing was, with guys in the delivery room, that years ago they weren't allowed in there, and now they are allowed in there, and there was never an option presented. It was just like, oh, you can come in now. And some guys might have weak stomachs or not want to see their wives in that state or have other things to do. So, I mean,
busy
labor can take like 24 hours or longer in some cases. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so what's a guy just going to stop his life? Like, and
I mean,
wait?
You got, you know, stats to check online, ESPN.
Yeah, you got
Google.
So a lot of videos on break.com I have not seen yet.
And true.
So I wonder if I could bring my laptop in.
You could do anything you want. I just know that you're not going to have a wife to go back to.
right.
Done.
So anyways, alone after that day, but
just kind of talking about this, and we were talking about it. Jessica, my wife, is not pregnant, but our producer Tracy is, and you know, I did tell her to go ask her husband Scott if he wanted to be in the delivery room, and he was so offended they got in an argument.
Yeah.
It's like, I couldn't believe you asked me that.
Of course.
So,
of course. Jeff is just saying it should be an option.
So you started two arguments in two separate relationships. One in Tracy's with Scott, and second with Brian and his wife.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Way
done
to go,
it
dude.
For you, doesn't it?
So Brian Brian did the same thing. You know, Tracy went and said, hey, do you really want to be in there? And then Brian did the opposite thing and went to his pregnant wife and said, hey, I really don't want to be in there. His exact quote was, it's gross and disgusting, which might not have been the tact. That might not have been the
approach,
the invasion plan I would have executed
if
we're playing Risk.
Right.
You know, that's probably not the proper maneuver, but I think it's recoverable. And we gave him some suggestions yesterday, and Bert was very helpful too. So,
morning, Q100, hey, Brian.
Gags.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Let's gag me with the skin.
Seriously?
Wow.
Goes along with the rubber chicken thing. We had a couple.
Wait
of
a second.
Somebody's up to
know.
Some tomfoolery.
You brought up Archie Bunker earlier, Jeff Dollar.
Who's involved in shenanigans around here?
Old school.
Brian's back here. All right, Brian. So you tried a reapproach last night with your pregnant wife?
I did. I went out and I got the flowers and I went and, you know, talked to her and I took your guys' advice and was basically going to suggest that her sister, who already has a kid, be in there with her since she has experience and she's done this before. And it didn't really go as well as I'd hoped.
Really?
No way. I never saw this coming.
So you took Jeff's advice.
Listen to what he's saying.
Well, what wound up happening was is I brought her the flowers, and I could kind of tell that they really weren't working at all, and I kind of, you know, plowed ahead anyways, and she basically cut me off and just said, don't worry about it. And I hadn't even had a chance to talk to her sister, but she had already talked to her sister, and she had already talked to her sister and basically said, you know what? She's going to be in the delivery room with me. You don't have to be here at all. You can wait in the waiting room, and we'll just call you when it's done. And she's still mad at me.
Yeah, of course she is.
Well, no, but you got what you wanted.
No, he didn't. Now
it's another situation where, like, I don't want to be in the waiting room, but now even if I did, I can't be in there. It's just basically, I mean, I may as well just, you know, stand somewhere and hold her suitcases for... I mean, I'm just constantly being told what to do here. Like you.
So now you don't want to be in the waiting room.
Get in the waiting room. Get in the waiting room. Don't be in the waiting room. It's just I have no say in it.
Wait,
you know, and if I don't want to be in the waiting room, if I said yes,
waiting or delivery room,
or rather in the delivery room.
Okay.
If I was supposed to be in the delivery, if I wanted to be in the delivery room. Or if I'd say yes to being in the living room, I was only going to be there because she told me to. And now I'm being told to wait in the waiting room. And, I mean, it's just, none of this is my choice.
Well, what else, where else do you want to be?
I mean, yeah, what do you
want to do? He wants the option.
You said you didn't want to be in the delivery room, so where else do you want to be?
But she took away the option from him.
I want to be in the waiting room, but I want it to be my choice to be in the waiting room.
What?
What? She just gave you your choice.
That was it.
That's the problem. She gave it to him.
She didn't give me my choice. She told me to basically, I'm not allowed in the delivery room.
He's out of control, so he doesn't know what to do.
That's what you want. You didn't want to be in the delivery room,
right?
In a way, yeah. But, I mean, you know, I'd like to actually have some say in it.
You got issues, man. How long have y'all been married?
Even if I wanted to be in the delivery room, I'm not allowed.
What?
You got
issues.
I'm so confused.
You got control, big-time control issues. Whatever.
Not only that, but... her sister's got a kid. I mean, yeah, the kid's not bad. But, you know, like you guys said, sometimes labor takes about, 24 hours, which I hope it doesn't take that long for her sake as well as mine. I've got to babysit her kid in the waiting room the entire time.
Hold on one second. Good. At this point, this guy's jacking with us, right?
I'm just confused on what his point is about having a choice or making the decision. I don't even know what he's saying.
Jeff, you're his leader.
At this point.
So. I know exactly what he's saying. He didn't want to be in the delivery room, right? So he goes and he tells his wife, and so she takes that option away from him.
Okay.
And now he's just panicked because he doesn't have an option.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It doesn't make sense to me.
He doesn't want to be controlled at all. He wants to do what he wants to do. This
he wants to be his choice.
He wants it to be his choice.
Walk in or walk out if he wanted to. Like,
right now, he's afraid that if he's in the waiting room and he's like, "Well, I want to be a part of this," and he goes to walk in, his wife and her sister are both going to be like, "Uh-uh, you blew it. Get out."
Well, that's what they're already saying.
Right.
I mean, she's already so mad at him, she doesn't want him in there anymore.
And I'm sure the conversation was something like, okay, fine. You don't want to be in the delivery room? Fine.
Right.
Stay in the wait. That's great. Just do what you want to do. And now he's got it, but she didn't say it in a way that he really believes she's accepting.
Exactly.
So he's not...
She did the equivalent of, all right, fine, if you're not going to move your car into the garage, I'll do it. And then you feel guilty for the rest of the night because, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. So he wanted her to somehow be like, oh, sweetie, that's just fine.
Yes.
You do whatever
I understand.
You want to do.
Yes.
I just love you, and that's going to be fine. Whatever you want to do. Lazy. Hold on.
Yeah. You know what, exactly. Brian? You're right. It is gross, and it is disgusting.
Is that what he wanted?
And you made me realize how disgusting it is. So go ahead. If you really need to be in the waiting room, go ahead. That's what he wanted to hear. What a tool.
What a jerk.
Judy, you're on Q100.
Oh, I just can't even believe this idiot. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I mean, what is wrong with him? He goes home yesterday to apologize and thinks she's going to accept his apology. And, I mean, he's going to be paying for this for the rest of his life, not only with his own guilt, but she is never going to forgive him.
Way to go, Jeff.
Hey, I just put it out there. I wouldn't take, like I said, if you take my advice, you're a moron.
Now, we've had a lot of people.
Save that.
Yes. We've had a lot of people who said we were being too hard on Brian, so I just want to give the challenge to those people.
They're still coming.
Okay, all right.
Here's one. Kimberly.
Call up.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Yeah, you tell us.
Well, look, this guy definitely made a mistake. He by telling his wife, I mean, if she's scared too, she can't leave. She has to be there. But the solution to all of it, they need to hire a doula, get a doula in the room so he can go in and out if he needs to. I have caught many a man who have passed out in the delivery room.
Do you work in the delivery room, or do you just creepily hang out there?
I'm a certified doula. I'm a professional labor support person.
I've never even heard of that phrase before.
Yeah,
what's a doula? What is that?
A professional labor support.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, what was the former term of it?
Well, a lot of people compare it to midwifery.
Yes.
Except we do not do any of the medical, the midwives come and do all the checks and the tests and all that. We're there as professional support.
Is it midwifery or midwifery?
Either
way, same thing. Same
tomato,
difference.
Tomato.
Yeah, but I've heard of a lot of successful natural births with doulas.
I don't think it's a doula issue. I think it's a him now just feeling like he's being controlled issue. Like it didn't matter one way or the other.
Right.
Yes. Hey, guys, you're right. I mean, I do have control issues because I have no control on this. It's just I'm being told stay out. I'm being told get in. I'm being told stay out. And
started this, so you're not being told anything. You went to your wife and you started this saying, hey, I don't want to be in there.
No, I didn't start this. I told her I didn't want to be in there.
Which means you started it.
She was telling me I had to be in there.
You got what you wanted. You didn't want to be in the delivery room. She gave you that, but not in the way that you wanted it to be given.
Yeah, because now I'm being told I can't be in there.
So when you walked in there, what did you want her to say? I can't believe how pissed I'm getting. What did you want her to say?
I know.
Basically, I wanted her to realize that having her sister in there would be a better idea, and it would be a better idea. It would be good if I were in the waiting room. And now, basically, she isn't looking at it as being a good thing I'm in the waiting room. She's looking at it as a bad thing, me being in the delivery room. And it's just, you know, you go here, you go there, you go where I tell you to go.
I don't know where you can go. Bet. Hey, Jennifer, you're on Q100.
I cannot believe this guy. First, he doesn't want to be in there. Now he wants to be in there. Whatever. My husband, he didn't really like that yucky stuff. But, you know, I talked to him the other day, and he said he doesn't remember any of it. You don't realize when you're looking at it that, you know, that's what you're seeing. You just see the baby, and you totally forget about it. So he just needs to suck it up and deal with it and be in there. And you know what? You're going to regret it, dude. You are totally going to regret it.
You are going
to
regret it.
I just think this is such a sad way to start the life of your child.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like all of your life is going to completely change. This is your first baby together. And when you become parents, it completely changes your life. You aren't the important one anymore. And this is how, this is the first step in that whole parenting process. She's going to deliver the child with her sister alone and not trust you to be there and doesn't even want you to be there now.
And at this point, it's not even reversible. I mean, what you've done already the last 48 hours with her is the memory that she's going to have going into the delivery. It's not even reversible now. I mean, the
I think you need to talk to your wife tonight and explain that that child is yours.
See what following Jeff has put you where it's put you thus far.
I've been very quiet during the second
half. Yes.
Like, sometimes
in
my
the beginning you came strong.
Yeah.
And now you're like,
oh no.
I got to take one more call because it's from Jenna, who totally agrees with him.
Okay.
Jenna, go ahead.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
I have to admit that I lied. I don't agree with him at all, but I do. I just wanted to ask him if this is their first child they're having.
Yeah, yes. This is the first one.
First one, Brian. Okay. Do you know how scared your wife probably is?
Well, I think she's more mad at me than scared of anything else.
I know it's a
gigantic ordeal, but I mean, they said that this is the first ordeal, this is the first thing in the child's life, and it's a bad example. Well, what kind of example is it if the first thing in our child's life, the example we set is just have the dad go do whatever the mom tells him to do? I mean, what's going to happen later on?
But see, Brian, that's not what this is about.
What's going to happen later on?
It's not about you getting told what to do.
I'm not going to be given an option.
Yeah, no one is going to say anything here to make you feel better about it. And your wife is not even capable of saying anything now to make you feel better about it. So, whatever. I don't know what to tell you. She's not going to give you what you want. She's not going to be okay with you not being in the delivery room, so you got what you want. She did the best she could. Go ahead. You don't want to be in here? You got my permission. Go. You got what you wanted. That's as good as it's going to get.
But I don't think that's what he wanted. I think the whole issue when Jeff first started was the fact of having control, having an option for the man to be able to say what he wants to do and be able to do it. And so he didn't get what he wanted.
Yeah, this is, I don't think, an issue about either being in the delivery room or not anymore. It's a total control issue.
It's not about gross and disgusting.
And I'm sure if we were in your house like every day, this would be the real issue that's going on in your house.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Brian, I'm leaving. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Previously on The Burt Show.
I'm a musician. I've been in bands since I was 16. I had a high school sweetheart, and we used to play Extreme all the time. My band played it with our song.
Yeah.
Anytime that comes on, it just kills me. And we broke up when I was 17. I'm 34 now. I don't think a day has gone by where I haven't think about it. I'm still in love.
Oh.
I've tried to find her a million times on MySpace and Facebook and all that stuff, and I can't ever find her.
God, we are hopeless romantics, right?
I know.
So sweet, though.
I felt the same way hearing it again. It was like the first time.
Hey, Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome back.
A little nervous this morning.
Well, I mean, 17 years ago,
yeah.
You and Heather broke up. And it's accurate to say that you have thought about her every single day for 17 years.
Yeah, pretty much. Even if it was just a second, or she was the person that I measured everyone up to.
Why do you think you haven't been able to let her go?
It was my fault in the circumstances of our breakup and everything. And then I was young. I was decided to go into the military. And I think that intensified it a little bit because I was alone. I was in Europe and, mm-hmm. you know, the last real girlfriend that I had ended like that. I had a lot of time to think.
Now, you've been married since then.
Yes.
You've had children. A totally different life. I mean, obviously, over the last 17 years, your life goes in one direction, her life goes in another direction. But you write in your email that through all that stuff, every single day you've thought about her.
Yeah. I never obsessed about it or anything, but I always thought about her, even when my kids were born and everything. I always wondered, you know, I think everybody has that one, and she was mine.
Do you secretly hope that she's still available?
It wouldn't be bad.
I do think this will be good for you because I would so hate for if, you know, as the mother of your children, for you to wonder about having the children with someone else or being with somebody else. So I think this would be good for you either way. Either you can pursue it with her
mm-hmm.
or actually 100% pursue it with somebody else instead of always measuring them up to her.
And you realize the nostalgia of the whole thing could make it more romantic and intense
right. I mean,
than it could be maybe today.
You know, neither one of us are those people anymore. You always retain a part of that. If the circumstances were that she was available and, you know, didn't still hate me, then, yeah, I would love to be here again.
You say still hate me. Was the breakup a really bad one?
I think so. She'll tell you I was devastated, you know. It was my fault, but I was still the one that was devastated. So, you know, I tried and tried and tried and begged to get her back, and she just wasn't hearing it. You retain a part of that person that you were, but, you know, I mean, throughout my experiences and everything that I've been through, I'm obviously a completely different person.
Right.
So let me ask you this, and I know we got your name and we got her name a while ago, and
right.
Blue Dog Investigations and producer Tracy have been working very hard on trying to get in touch with her. So, Trace, where are we right now?
Well, Blue Dog found an address for me, so we knew exactly where she was. And then I did a little bit more research, too, based on that information and found an email address for her. I wasn't sure if it was the right girl, so I emailed her and just kind of said, you know, hey, did you go to this high school? Did you live in this area? And it turned out to be her. And she was very, very nice. I have not asked her if she's been married because, you know, I didn't exactly get into the whole reason Craig was looking for her. However, I can say that her last name hasn't changed. So she either didn't get married.
Or she's one of them independent women.
She kept her last name. And I asked her if she would come on the air with us. All I've told her at this point was that, you know, first I said somebody from your past was looking for you. I explained who we were. And then she wanted a little bit more information. So, you know, I did tell her it was Craig. And
what?
Based on an email I had gotten from Craig, I didn't seem to think that that would be a problem with him because he had given me, you know, a message to relay to her.
He's ready to put it out there.
So she said, oh, my gosh, wow, small world. Yes, I did date him. You know, I asked her if she'd be willing to come on the air with us just because this is the kind of thing that we do. And she said she wanted to talk to me further about it, like on the phone rather than via email. But she said she was willing. She just wanted the information up front. And then that was over Christmas break. And then I hadn't heard from her for like several weeks, so I was getting nervous that she might have backed out. Finally, yesterday, she got back in touch with me and said, so sorry, I've been out of town for work. She's really, really busy. Apparently, she has a full-time job and she teaches. So we're just trying to line up schedules at this point to try and find a time that works for her, that she can talk to me first and then get her on the radio.
So we can do this one of a couple of different ways, depending on what she's most comfortable with. Is we get the 10 questions that you want most to ask her. We'll get them from you.
Right.
And we can either ask them to her on the air, or we will send her a list of those 10 questions. She will answer them, and then we will read them to you as she answered them on the air.
And it just depends on her schedule.
It all depends
like
on
that.
What she wants to do.
She did, because I gave her that option when I thought that she wasn't getting back in touch with me, and she did ask to do it that way only because of her schedule, but then I tried to convince her to come on the air, so I think I'm not sure which one she's going to do.
Well, producer Tracy can be very persuasive.
So. What I haven't
good
done...
Good job on finding her, by sounds, the way. That's awesome.
She sounds sweet on air, but Tracy, she has her way.
She's a bulldog, man.
What I haven't done, though, is told her why Craig has been looking for her and how much Craig has been thinking about her for
good.
The past 17 years.
Good, that's good. I think that's so, really
probably
good.
And you already said strategy. She's not local, right?
She is not local.
Okay.
So we're going to see how this plays out over the next couple of days. We'll see if she wants to come on with us, and if not, then we'll get her answers, and sometime over the next 48 hours, we'll have those 10 answers that you sent to her. We'll have the questions that you sent. We'll have the answers.
Right.
So chew on this for 24 hours, and we'll see what kind of reaction we can get from out of her. I mean, and ideally, she comes on, and she answers the 10 questions.
Right. Oh, my God. So nervous.
Yeah. Well, at this point, you got zero to lose.
Right.
Zero.
Well, I know. It's been something I've been thinking about for so long that now that, you know, to communicate with her and talk to her is just surreal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, give us a couple days, and we'll put it all together, and we'll see how it all pans out.
The Bird Show.